This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Welcome to the SF Files. This is your host, Buzz Bird. And coming in at a whopping 300 pounds from Houston, Texas, the smoothest head in podcasting, BBCK proudly brings to you the return of Crazy Cat. What's up, dude? How you doing?
My friend.
What up? It has been a while, my man. It's been a while.
It has, yes, sir.
Searching for you. Been searching.
My hiatus short
for me. Have been. For you see, today, this episode, this very episode, marks our 1 year anniversary. The day that you and I started this podcast, when we had no idea what the hell we were doing.
And we still know what we're doing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been a ride. It's been a journey. It's been fun. Ups and downs. And just so much has happened over this past year, dude.
What?
For sure. I agree. Definitely agree with you. So, oh, good.
But I haven't seen.
What are you talking about? We talk on the phone like every day.
Oh no.
Yeah, we talk like every day, almost every day.
Nope, not really.
I'm pretty sure we do.
Yeah, I call you sometimes, and then like a month later, you call me back.
No, I'm very prompt.
And then I call you and back. And then you call me.
Uh huh.
And I don't answer.
Right.
And you leave me a message about a movie
idea. Uh huh. Right. Yeah. Which you never get back to me about. By the way, yeah, just. Totally. I don't think they're. I think they're money. They're money.
Either they're horrible, mm-hmm. or they've already been done.
I don't think they've been done. I don't think they've been done.
Pretty sure they've been done.
Okay. All right. How about, I got one for you right now.
Be good. Here we go. Just gonna prove my point.
Yeah, I was writing a script. For the movie, for an SF Files movie, right? And so the movie starts off with BB and CK. They're in the jungle, right? And they're going through the jungle, you know, cutting down, you know, vines and shit. And they enter this cave, and then you kind of seem to realize what they're doing. They're like searching for some kind of lost treasure or something. And then they kind of, you know, dodge some deadly obstacles, right? And then you know, we reach the main room. And CK sees that there's this gold little statue thing in the middle of like a pillar. So he walks up to it, right?
Oh my God.
And then it's like, oh, he's like inspecting it, right? Like CK's inspecting it. And then he looks at it. He's trying to guesstimate how heavy the statue thing is. So very cleverly, CK takes off his cap, his baseball cap.
Hey, can I stop you real quick?
No. We're at the best part. So CK grabs some sand, and he fills up the hat, right? And he's trying to measure, see approximate weight, right? And he does the quick, just a quick switcheroo, just, yeah, right? And then he puts the cap
in place. I gotta stop you. I'm sorry. I gotta stop you.
What's wrong? What? I haven't even finished my pitch.
You don't have to. What do you mean? Because... this is what happens.
Okay.
He messes up, the weight's off.
Okay.
The thing goes down, then he almost gets run over. Almost gets run over by a big ass boulder.
Did I already send you the script? I already sent it.
No, you didn't.
You already read it, right?
No, not it. Because as usual, it's already been done.
I don't think it's been done. I don't think so.
Yeah, just take a look at Indiana Jones.
Indiana who?
Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh.
Go take a look at that when you have a chance.
Okay.
And then rethink the movie.
I think it's completely different. I think it's totally different. I was going to call it Minneapolis Gato Jones. Totally different.
Why are you Minneapolis?
I don't know. I don't know. The CK looks like he could be from Minneapolis. You know.
What if people from Minneapolis?
They look like CK.
Oh, man. Of all the places you could have picked.
So this is just a just a sample, just a taste of what our real relationship is like. This is me constantly pestering, trying to break CK. Oh, yes.
Oh, that one. Yeah, no.
Yes. Good. Good times.
Sometimes I need to laugh like that. Sometimes.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Medicine. Absolutely. You know what else is a very good medicine?
Tylenol.
Tylenol's all right. Yeah. Advil's
good. Ibuprofen, not bad.
I was going to go with music. Music is a good good reliever, you know, of stress reliever. It comes in.
Oh, you mean Mucinex?
No, not Mucinex. Music, like musica. There you go. Yeah.
Music. I know you're trying to say Mucinex.
No, not Mucinex.
It's coming out of music, but you're trying to say
Mucinex. No. The music is very different. Medicine. Completely different. Music.
Now making you feel better.
It relieves the ears. It medicine straight.
It relieves all that. It relieves all that nasty mucus. I know what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, in the form of music. No, not Mucinex. No. So it's going to be music, as an instrumental music. Music, yeah. There we go. Yeah. See, excellent. And CK, CK is going to treat us on this 1 year anniversary. He's gonna do a little something for us that he's been preparing. Here we go. CK is going to perform live for everyone to gander. Everyone to
actually.
Yeah.
If I already have a recording of it,
you can, but this is going to happen live, yeah.
Because it sounds recorded.
I'm counting on it.
Right now.
No. We're gonna record this. Yeah, it's gonna happen live. It's happening.
I remember. Hang on.
Oh, don't worry. The words will be on screen for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And one more thing, I'm gonna inspire you. So when you sing this, I want you to think of me, okay? Like when you say peaches, obviously you're going to be singing to me, right? Okay. All right. We got this? Okay. I'm ready.
All right. If over again.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no. Ready? All right. Let's do it.
Wait, stop.
Wait, what happened?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
It goes. This one goes out to my one and only true love, Princess Peach. Peach is so cool. And with my star, we're gonna rule. Peach, understand. I'm gonna love you till the very end. Peaches, I love you. Oh! Son of a bitch. Do it again. Uh-oh. I shut off my screen.
Oh, no.
Scene 17, take two.
Okay.
Now I'm ready.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm ready. All right. Take two.
This one for my one and only true love, Princess Peach. Peach, you're so cool. And with my star, we're gonna rule. Peach, understand. I'm gonna love you till the very end. Peaches, I love you. Oh! Peaches, I love you! Oh! Mario, Luigi, and Donkey Kong 2. A giant troop of Koopas couldn't keep me from you. Princess Peach, at the end of the line, I'll make you mine. Oh, peaches, I love you. Oh, peaches.
Bravo. Bravo. Simply amazing. Amazing. It was the inspiration, right? Right here? This is what did it for you?
What the flickin' flick?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't see it until just right now. You're here.
Oh, man.
So vibrant. Oof. No, leave it on.
Oh, wow.
No, leave it on.
Oh, man. Oof. I've never been serenaded quite in such a way.
Well, all right.
Mm. Yeah.
Do me a favor. Send that copy to American Idol. And,
Yeah. I
should be on it pretty soon.
I'll send it straight to them right after this. I'll burn it on a DVD.
Excellent.
First class.
It has to be.
Of course. Yeah. I'm sure you'll be hearing from Simon Powell very shortly. Yeah.
Simon who?
Simon Powell.
I think Powell?
Yeah. Powell?
Like with a P?
With a P.
It's Cowell with a C.
Simon Cowell. That's what I said. Simon Cowell. you know what? It's probably it's your headset. It's your headset.
Sure.
I said Simon Cowell.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
You'll be hearing from Simon.
Okay.
Oh,
man, that was good.
That was excellent. That was excellent. Oh, jeez.
There, you got your wish.
Excellent.
But I didn't make it.
Yes! I wanted to take a quick walk down memory lane.
No more songs.
Oh, yes. We're CK, this is your life.
All right, fine.
This is going to be the very first video that we recorded 8 months ago. Look at that.
Let me get my popcorn ready.
Oh, yes. This is going to be a riot.
So what's going on, dude? Talk to me. What's off? Let's see. Lubricated head of yours.
I saw the Super Pet movie.
You saw that?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was okay.
Oh, your background empty.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot back there. Yeah. Yeah.
Got nothing but like one thing.
Well, it's still here. It's still here. Your room looks the same.
Unfortunately.
But it was enjoyable.
What were you expecting and what did you get?
I know it was centered around the pets, obviously.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Got that. But I'm kind of hoping to see a little bit more superhero action, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I remember.
I have not, not yet. Well, I didn't really plan on it, but you know, I've been seeing a lot of promotion for it, you know, and The Rock.
Why do I look younger? It's only been 8 months. I look way younger here than I do now. I look 10 years younger.
Age, man. Good trip on you.
I like how you have your headset on like a 90s DJ.
Might have the buttons.
Let me fast forward here a little bit. We're just gonna random spots here.
You've seen this, man. But Kevin Hart and The Rock, they have like this little frenemy rivalship thing going, and like they're fucking hilarious together, man. Like I love watching them interact with each other. Like they're like The Rock is doing a vlogging. He's doing a video, right?
I forgot how much of a potty mouth. I just let it run. And then as this time went by, I realized, huh, if we ever want to get monetized, we can't be talking like that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you too much.
You... oh, you don't tell me enough. You told me you abandoned your kids and wife.
Oh, good Lord.
I wouldn't say abandoned because I was given
you totally the abandoned option. Them.
I think you need to start from the beginning for this.
Can you really say abandoned when they give you the option?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He loves it. Oh, yeah. So what happened? What was the situation? What was going on? And then talk us through to the option.
Actually, really, really quite simple, actually.
Uh-huh. All right.
There was a little camping thing going on for my kids.
School, oh, I remember this.
And it was like an overnight camping
thing. You remember this?
Okay. You go over there, you bring your food, you have friends are over, and you set up a little tent, whatever. And all that fun stuff, and you get to spend the night there.
On the school grounds?
Right.
Okay.
And then, of course, like I said, you guys, friends from school and stuff like that. And I didn't want to stay. I don't like camping.
Little kid, I don't want to stay.
I mean, I've done it several times when I was a kid. Done it several times as an adult. Don't like it.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I don't even think I even liked that much when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what it is. I can't seem like it. I can't.
Any particular reason?
To be one with nature. Like, no, I'm good.
Fuck nature.
Because, I mean, you...
So back then, I think this was like episode 18 or something around there. We were still trying to figure out what kind of podcast we had.
Yeah.
I think we freestyled this one, right? Like, we started freestyling eventually.
This time we... And, yeah, we were freestyling, but we also... came in with ideas like this is what we're going to talk about for sure. Didn't mm-hmm. really wing it, I guess you could say much.
We definitely winged a lot of of the early days, that's for sure. But you know what though, this what was cool about this, I think, even though I'm looking back at it now and I'm like, oh man, that looks rough, but still though, like, I think this earned us our very first email from a listener.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was your good old classic champion, Mike Oxhard.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember his email? I don't remember word for word, but I remember him saying that he hates camping as well, and definitely sided with you. He had the first CK follower there, first to jump on the Gatto train.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You can choose to be outside in the hot or the cold, depending on when you go.
Right.
Bugs swarming all around you.
Mm.
Uncomfortable place you're sleeping in. No, you don't have a bathroom. Very true. A normal bathroom.
Very true.
Or a shower. The world is your bathroom.
Or pretty much everything around you is your bathroom, pretty much.
Trees, bushes, lakes.
You can make your food there, so you're okay there, but...
Okay.
You don't have your TV, a couch, or anything.
But dude, honestly, have you ever? Why would you choose that to an outhouse
the same thing
bathroom
at all?
Say that again.
Have you ever been to an outhouse bathroom? Camping.
Does it count? Excuse me. Does it count like at like carnivals when they have an outdoor bathroom there? Something like that.
Similar, but I mean a camping one.
No, cannot say that I have.
For number one, there's no light, so if you go at night, you're screwed. You don't know what the hell you're stepping in. You don't know what the hell they know with you. You don't know what's in the toilet. You don't even know if you're aiming at the toilet. And there's all kinds of crap in there, all kinds of shit in there, literally. Mm. I mean, people don't care. They put whatever down there, and then they pee and, you know, poop and all that crap. Literally.
Yeah.
It's the most disgusting thing ever. Why would you choose that over a nice toilet in the house?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh my god.
Sounds like your stance hasn't changed on the camping situation.
It's just, I just don't get it. I don't. Call me weird if you want to, but if I just had to take a crap standing up or sitting down the toilet, I'm going to take a toilet.
Can't argue that. Can't argue that.
Just start there. Go ahead.
Just on a lot more comfortable bases. Got a nice bed. You have your shower. You have your bathroom. You have your food. You have your TV.
Is there a difference between camping on school grounds opposed to like camping in the woods or at a lake or something out in the wilderness?
Well, okay, we're kind of. The difference is, first of all, school is really close to where we live.
A big difference.
Driving is like a 5-minute drive. So let's say you forget something or you really don't want to be there, you're 5 minutes away.
Okay.
As opposed to other places we've gone, you're like an hour and a half to 2 hours away. In some places, you're almost 4 hours away once. But that's one good thing about that one.
Mm-hmm.
A difference? Not a huge difference. You're still outdoors. A
horrible grammar I just used right there.
You're still pretty much sleeping in the tent. You're still bugs.
It was definitely not the best.
Still uncomfortable.
Sleeping bag?
Not a huge difference.
Okay.
Not from distance. But my defense, I was given the option.
So let me dig a little deeper here. Did you say wife?
I'm still trying to make myself look good.
And we're then not she going. Gave you the option, or did she say, "CK, I want you to go home"?
Mixture.
A mixture.
You're so full of crap, dude.
Number one. I was told that I wouldn't possibly be able to go home. If I help set things up and help watch the kids for a little bit and stuff like that, which I did.
Okay.
So yes, I was granted that permission to leave.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So she basically saw that you were miserable, and she said, "Do this first, and then fuck off."
Well, I already told her from the get go, and then I'm gonna stay.
Oh, so you said you were gonna stay? Oh, the truth comes out.
I'm just digging your grave, dude.
Pretty much. You can't tell about mine. I'm like, shut the hell up, man. Shut up. Next subject. Let's go. Keep moving.
I didn't let it go. I did not let it go.
You were the chosen one.
Let's check out www.dsafiles.com. Episode 6. Is going to be always, this has always been one of my favorites. Again, we were trying to figure out what kind of podcast we were. Men's cleanliness and grooming.
Nope, skip.
How to shave skip. Your balls.
Skip.
Oh, I already hit play.
This should be played at high volume.
But I'm not a fucking maniac, okay? These things were, they actually had really good flavor. They went down nice. It had a slight.
Dude, you
burn.
Came in the oh, most yeah. wrong the part of
it. It was right after I was done with the second wing. It started.
Stop it was, on.
What the hell?
It was a mess. My stomach was not having it. It's just like.
I gotta say something. No, Stop it real quick. Dude, you came at the worst time in this. You were talking about the title had the word balls in it, and you're like, when I tasted them. They went down easy.
Yeah, that was not premeditated. That just landed there.
Oh, man.
It just landed there.
Oh man.
That could not have been played out any better.
That was awesome.
Let's see. Let me just fast forward here a little bit. We'll get halfway. We'll see what's going on here.
It's actually really, really great.
Oh, yeah? That's what...
It works great also. For me... my jeans weren't so nice.
Oh.
They left me.
Oh, dump the hair.
Lefty.
Probably nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Got up and left and took everything with them.
So what bet did you lose to me that where I got to shave your head?
I don't know. What bet did I lose to you? I don't remember even losing that bet. I just did it myself, I think.
Did you?
Yeah.
What made you...
At first, it was supposed to be a joke.
It really was supposed to be a joke, though.
I happened to shave my whole head. So I did the whole thing. I was like, you know what? It looks kind of cool. It's so much easier to maintain. Just shave it once a week, probably, depending on how it felt. Here's the weird thing about mine, okay? When my jeans left, they took mainly the top half.
Mm.
But now it's not leaving the bottom half.
Ooh, kind of like Mr. Burns. Accurate?
Exactly, Mr. Burns.
Three quarters in. This has got to be the balls right here. It's got to be the balls.
What the fuck?
It's got to be. I remember when we were filming this, we were doing audio only, but I was watching your face. We still had the cameras on. I wish I was recording the video. Oh man, your face was priceless. You were so awkward and so you did not want to talk about this at all.
I don't know why. I was so uncomfortable, man.
Oh, I know. That's why I kept going.
But I don't know why. Oh man, we talked about worse stuff than that.
Oh yes, that's true. That's very true. We've done worse. You've done worse.
So you take a weed whacker, you just trim the hedges.
Oh boy!
What do you trim it down? What's your poison?
Me? I have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I make a design out of it.
Oh my god! I'm so uncomfortable. I can tell.
It really nice. Like I'll go 3D style on it.
Oh.
And more fun.
Wow.
You know, color and stuff like that.
Mm. Oh god.
That's great.
So
I'll have some more fun with that. Like I'll cut it to where it looks like you know, little pictures that look like they're following you no matter where you're doing.
Oh no. Well, I'm sure that's popular with misses.
Are you gonna be here?
Same reaction.
Oh, that's creepy. Well, for everyone else, what you're supposed to do, what you want to do, is you don't want to have a man bush down there. No. Man bush is very 80s, and that's too far long ago. That trend of a man bush should not come back. Trim it down, guys. Trim it down. Definitely want to trim it down. You want as little as hair as possible down there. You don't want a baby doll that don't want a Ken doll. You don't want to wax it like your head and be smooth like a baby. No, you don't want to do that.
I would like to add something to that though.
Yeah.
From my experience at least, I've noticed that there are some women that actually do prefer at least something down there.
Sure, yeah. Something.
No.
Okay. All right. Is that your excuse to not taking a pair of scissors down there, trim it down, is just throw it up?
No, I don't use scissors.
No scissors? Okay. I didn't think so.
Chainsaw.
Oh, God.
Should I shave my balls? Do you shave your balls? How do you do it?
Let's go a little bit further up. There we go. And this one right here, by far my favorite episode, number one episode in my book, the deep dive episode, where I asked every question I can think of involving your vasectomy.
Oh, dude.
I remember when I told you that our topic is going to be the vasectomy, and you had told your wife, the missus, you had told me that she just stopped what she was doing and she just started giggling. Started laughing. I think she knew just how uncomfortable, how awkward this was going to be. Oh, she knew. She knew.
Mm-hmm.
And what we got here, gold. It's a classic. Let's pop in.
Water hose is on and you're too far to reach the nozzle to turn it off. You kind of just squeeze it and the water stops coming out.
You know, surprisingly, not too far from that.
Yeah, that's basically how I imagine the vasectomy going. Yeah,
it's surprisingly quick and surprisingly... You're
such a liar.
Painless. Yeah.
You know, I think that's a misconception that men have. Like you know, they don't want a knife next to their dick. A knife, anything sharp... No one next does. To the balls, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just
mm-hmm. No one does.
That's a very sensitive area for us guys.
Well, yeah, it sounds, like it
just
sounds
thinking about it, it's like, oh shit!
Right to the knife.
Yeah,
right. I mean, but there is in fact a knife, right?
But would you rather say, hey, I'm gonna put a knife down there, or like I'm gonna put a scalpel down there?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please click on the link below and subscribe, become a bro, and join the
Brochachos,
subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far, you've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right.
I guess, actually, when you put it that way, it does sound slightly more comfortable if you would just say scalpel.
Yeah, I'm going to put a scalpel down there. I'm going to take a big ass knife and just...
Come in with a machete. All right, let's do this.
Something sharp near the boys. The twins don't like. They don't like.
Like I said, it's at least when they did it for me, it was quick. It was painless. I'm not gonna say it was like nothing, like no discomfort whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was discomfort afterwards for a little bit.
Okay.
But as far as pain, no. Like you know, you couldn't really sit down comfortable. Laying down would kind of feel weird sometimes. Yeah, and it like at least for me when I got back, the first night it took me a while to find a good position for me to get to sleep.
Oh wow!
And it's funny because some guys I know, I've talked to about it.
I'm gonna fast forward a little bit.
I think that's a good thing. I don't know if they did it on purpose or what, but that's a good thing.
Okay.
Because there was a lot of touching.
I would imagine. I didn't think she grabbed like chopsticks and kind of moved the twig and berries around. I don't see that happening.
My voice just cracked.
But did very professional, really, really quick. She was really nice.
Did she wear gloves?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you ask her not to wear gloves?
No.
But you wanted to.
The funny thing was, I wasn't trying to say to be quiet. She wasn't trying to make conversation with me.
What? Like, what was she asking? How was traffic or something?
No, she asked about my life.
Wow.
No, I got any plans later?
Like, oh, no. She's looking for a date. She knows you're shaving, ready to go.
Nothing to worry about with me now. Got this
thing. All right, okay.
But yeah, so it was her, and she did her thing and got out. It was great. And then, as I said, that's when the doctor comes in and explains the stuff. And for me, I thought I'd go in good until I saw the nurse.
Okay. Okay. The second nurse.
Yes.
Okay.
They matched with me in this one. They send in not so attractive one the first time.
Uh-huh.
And tricked me, thinking, okay, it'll be great. No, the second one, oh my God.
Oh boy.
Bam!
You're kidding me.
Bam! No, I wish I was.
They send you a knockout?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like a, yeah. Like in the cartoons where the nurse is just super.
I looked and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Not to mention that room, you know, operation rooms are cold. Excuse?
And you're sitting there with a bib with a hole in your dick?
Exactly. You're laying there. Like, you know how pathetic I looked?
You know what's messed up?
Like, hey, it's a little
that
chilly.
Was, so. That was actually not done in an OR room. Bigger. It was actually done in office.
Oh.
I mean, it was still cold in there, but it was done in the actual office.
Huh. Oh, wow.
That's how easy it is. That's how simple it is.
Huh.
You don't even have to go into the room.
It's just the receptionist is just sitting there watching.
Honestly, man, it is literally one of the easiest operations ever to do. Simple, doesn't hurt. I get like, of course, you get a little discomfort until your little stitches heal. But, dude, it's like, if you really do not want any more kids and you want to make sure you don't have any more kids, that's the way to go. It's cheaper, safer. Recovery time is 10 times faster.
Oh, and man.
Most insurances cover anyway.
Hmm. See, that's the thing. I don't have insurance right now, so...
Then I wouldn't do it yet.
It's not, it's just not... It's not in the books for me right now. It's not in the books.
Not in the books for you. But when you think about it, or when you decide to do it, I think... Oh, excuse me. I think it's a good way to go.
No, yeah. Ultimately, at the end, I do agree and think that I still... want to get it done. I'm just a little bitch, dude. I don't want to do just the thought of the numbing process, man. That's enough to oh god, no man, no.
Well, no, you're not looking down there anyway.
Well, I'm gonna feel it.
Well, you'll feel a pinch.
I felt more it's than like... a pinch when I got my COVID shot done. Oh, dude, it was a mess. You should have seen me. I got up. When I saw the needle coming, I stood up. I stood up. I was like, no.
Okay, well, okay. I heard my mic a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I've had both of them. The COVID actually hurt more.
What?
The COVID actually literally hurt more.
Huh.
And the reason why is because for me, when they gave me their shot, they numbed the area.
Okay.
So number one.
They numb it before they
right,
they numb the outside.
You'll literally feel.
Oh, okay.
You'll literally feel like maybe a pinch of like a pinch, like if someone were to like grab your skin with their finger and pinch you really quick.
Okay.
That's the most you're gonna feel.
Huh?
Cause they put like some green slime thing. I don't know what it's called, but they put it where they're gonna go ahead and do the injection.
Huh?
So it numbed the area. So you barely feel it.
Hmm.
So you'll feel a pinch when it goes in, and then it's done before you even know it.
Wow. I just gotta. Maybe I'll just like get wasted and walk in. All right, doc, cut me up.
That might work too.
Cut me, Mickey.
Like I said in the recording, it's simple. They go in there. They do two small little cuts.
One of my favorite episodes of Vasectomy. Not available on YouTube. You can find that on streaming platforms only.
You just showed my two least favorite episodes.
Definitely my favorite ones.
Of course.
Oh, yes, yes. And then, let's see. Let's do one more.
Do it. Do it. Come on. Come on. Do it now.
I will cut it down.
Crawling through CK's head.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember this one?
Kind of, yeah.
So, the episode is marked at about 29 minutes, but you recorded this solo because I was sick or something. I couldn't record. So you had to do... This was the first solo CK episode.
Oh, my God. I hate this one so much.
And you sent me something that was like an hour and a half long. It was literally like an hour of it was dead space. It was just dead sound. It was you...
I remember that, yeah.
You were killing it. You were like, you were talking, you're like, oh yeah, yeah, there's, you know, not a whole lot going on with me. Silence for like 2 minutes straight.
No, nothing going on with me.
And you'd fill in the time with, oh, BB's going to kill me with all this dead space. Like I remember
First solo, and it was just a burning fail, man.
Get a quick preview in here.
CK today. Apologize in advance. Wish you the best of luck in hanging in there with me. And yeah, enjoy the train wreck here that we have about to start. I'm going to think a little differently here before we get into anything. I would like to mention that we actually received, BB and I, received our very first actual real fan email, you could say. I'm going to have to pull it up right here. And hopefully... the person will be okay with me reading it on here. But yeah, it was very exciting. It's a very nice email. So thank you very much for that. And let me go ahead and read it for you real quick here. It is from, and I have him under My Cock's Hard. So it says, Dear CK, since I am a new fan, I have recently started listening to the podcast. I still have some episodes that I haven't had a chance to listen to. So I'm sorry if you already talked on these subjects. As I understand, it seems that you were from Houston, Texas area as well, but have since moved away, which it's actually true. I was pretty much born and raised in Texas. Currently, I'm living now in Utah. How I ended up in Utah is a whole long story, which I'll probably save for another podcast or something like that. Or maybe I'll...
You didn't. Maybe you could have. You
should
have.
I should have.
I love how you bring it up. Like, maybe I'll bring it another podcast. Let me be silent for an hour.
Oh, man. We'll see. I'll surprise you guys. Anyway, there is a two-part question, it looks like, onto this one. Question number one. Oh, one more thing also.
That's why I sound like that.
Just
okay.
Getting over a cold. So, I have a...
I thought it was a quiet storm.
I apologize in advance. Unfortunately, my youngest seems to have caught some sort of weird virus from school and brought it home. And got it to me and then to my other two boys as well. So they're not feeling too good on themselves. But I'm pushing through. I'm doing good. Got my meds. We're all set. So anyway, back to the email here. We have question number one. How would you compare the food from Houston to the food where you live now? Is the barbecue better here or there? Or what about the Mexican food?
Before we That's hear the answer from back then, here. But what's the answer now? How does the food compare from Houston, the Houston food, and the food in Utah? What about the barbecue, specifically barbecue?
Specifically barbecue, I'd still say Texas.
Texas, okay. Yeah. Let's see if that was the same, a little under a year ago.
And I say, you can't beat a Texas brisket. Be honest with you, you just can't beat a Houston barbecue.
There you go,
And there's something about the way it's made. Uh-huh. It's amazing. It's really good. I definitely miss the barbecue, ribs, chicken barbecue, you know, whatever. It's
CK keeping it real right there.
You know, definitely top notch. So yeah, Houston definitely had it in the bag on that one. Mexican food.
Oh, wait. We
once again got to go get out to Houston again.
Also, and another thing that's going to be happening over here soon that I'm very excited for as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start opening Jack in the Box.
Ah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah, you're very excited. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But will they match from over there?
That's a good point.
The reason I'm saying that is because last time I went to visit,
mm-hmm.
I did have Jack in the Box. Yep. And I gotta say, man, I was a little bit down.
A little bit.
I get my usual, which is the tacos with the wedges.
Mm-hmm. Bacon cheesy potato wedges.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my tacos.
Right.
The tacos had like barely any meat in it. Then I cut down the meat big time.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
The wedges had like a squirt of cheese in it. That was it.
Mm.
Like the dude went one time and left it alone.
One pump chump.
Yeah, and there was hardly any bacon in there.
Holding out so on the meat.
It feels like I was a little disappointed. It felt like I was let down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
With saying that, though, when I went to Portland,
mm-hmm.
I had down a box as well.
Yeah, okay.
A whole different story there, though.
Hmm.
Their stuff was on point. Plenty of meat in those tacos.
Mm.
Plenty of cheese and bacon in the wedding.
Cheesy,
yes. It's not easy being cheesy, but it can be done.
It can, yes, can be.
So I don't. It's hard to predict because I think
you said dick.
Because different restaurants, I think different restaurants do a different way. I think. Because China Box was China Box, nothing different,
mm-hmm.
just in a different state.
Right.
And it was way different, like the food wise, like the quality of the food.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe it was the pandemic. I mean, I don't know, man, but the quality has definitely gone down. I think so. I still eat it. I still like Jack in the Box, but you can definitely taste a difference from what we have now compared to a couple years ago. Let me fast forward here a little bit. See, after your hot streak, 4 minutes in, let's see what you're talking about. About 10 minutes in. Let's see.
I just want to, I haven't seen them yet, so I don't want to give away anything. No spoilers here, but there's definitely something that I would recommend to watch. It's really, really good. And there's another one. There's Stranger Things I got into recently. Mm-hmm. I can thank BB for that one. I asked for advice. He said to check it out. I did. I ended up loving it. Now I'm just waiting for the next season.
When does that start anyway?
Come out. Stranger Things.
I'm very excited for that.
Stranger Things. Maybe.
When does the next season start?
For the new one?
Yeah.
It's going to start this year. There hasn't been a date just yet.
Karate Kid, actually.
Yes.
Saying that, you know, the fight scenes where it has Johnny or LaRusso.
Daniel-san.
They're saying that the fighting's horrible. You got to think about it. These guys, like in their late 40s, early 50s. You can't be expecting them to be moving the way they used to in their 20s.
I can't move the way I moved in my 20s.
You see them moving like they did in the original movies. That's not going to happen. They're much older. I mean, I'd love to see someone in their, you know, their 50s be able to move like that. That'd be pretty impressive, actually. They got to come a little bit slack on that. They're still doing, I mean, it's still really good. And it's still enjoyable to watch. But yeah, you can't tell a difference, but
that's wow. They're
old. Older, sorry. So, yeah, it's kind of slack on that one. But overall, definitely worth watching. And there's another one that I actually came across earlier today. And I'm trying to remember the exact name of it. I think it's called
Lock and
Key. It's called Key and Lock. Or Lock
and Key. Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
All right. You're 20 minutes in. Let's see what you're talking about here. You had to be burning out. You had to be running out of gas here. 20 minutes in.
Man, I don't remember.
You went from talking to movies, and now you're talking about Legos.
$50 for one.
I love my transitions.
Maybe it's just me, or maybe I was just young and didn't really pay attention to the prices. But yeah, I don't remember them being that expensive. I don't know if it's a brand thing or what, but man, it's just insane. And I would love to get my kid all of them, but yeah, there's just no way. And just actually one along that I saw was an Avengers Jesus. One that was $99. Yeah. Well, yeah, $100 for that.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are these your Legos?
I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Not today, at least. I guarantee you, we'd spend a lot of time putting that thing together. There would definitely be some cursing involved. And if I did it, I'd be losing pieces. And I can guarantee you, my kids will lose interest after maybe 15 yeah. minutes of it.
I see you nodding your head over there. Is that still,
that's still very, very still true? Stands?
Okay, all right. Wow.
Like, super excited. Start tearing the thing open, taking all the pieces out, start building. Like, oh, we need to do this, this, and this, and this. I'm like, all right, let's do it. I start building. I look up, they're gone.
Oh, man. And for the listener, keep in mind, back then we had no format. We had no guideline. We had no idea what and how to talk about things. I mean, we've gotten a little better, but we were all over the place. These prior episodes are hilarious to listen to. Just for how random they are.
I don't know. I went from like movies to Legos to restaurants. I don't know.
I can't wait to see what we got here in 25 minutes in.
I went through four like subjects so far.
One of the best out there. But I just started thinking about my friend when we were young and how we used to, you know, goof around a lot and stuff we used to do, like go to the movies late at night and we'd
swing my those restaurants. Are all late, I mean, honestly, man, I miss those times. Don't lie. I really miss those
good
times.
Like that. Good old days.
It's one of the ones we're almost depressing to think about it.
Almost.
I'm looking back and I'm thinking, man, if my sons follow my footsteps on that, I gotta keep an eye on them. And man, we did crap that we're to this day I'm surprised we haven't ended up in jail for. We did a bunch of crazy stuff, and yeah, like I said, if they follow in my footsteps, it's not be pretty. Like I'm trying to get them to avoid that, but the point I'm trying to get is that those were really good times, and you know, when I think about it, it's a little depressing, but also at the same time, like damn, look. That's crazy, man. So far since
your opinion has not changed in any of the subjects that we touched on.
Yeah, I guess not.
That's hilarious, man. But yeah, that CK crawling through CK's head, that was four or five random topics.
I kind of thought, I don't know about you.
And that was just us skipping around. I might actually go back and listen to this just
the little footage.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Good times.
I have a package for you.
Sounds broken.
Most likely, sir.
The mail is here. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. Son of a bitch. When... Mm-hmm. The mail is here and never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it's here, I want to scream, "Mom!"
We'll never get old.
I don't know why I keep forgetting that one part.
A little bit.
Like, for some reason, I want to say when it shows up. For some reason, I want to say when it shows up. I don't know why I want to say that.
All right, first one for you, Mr. CK. It's been a minute, so I pulled out the emails that are directed just for you.
Okay.
There's so many, but there's such little time, so I can only pull out a couple.
Understand.
So this one here comes from, I think it's a company. I'm not sure. When I first read it, I thought we were being sued. It's from a law firm. But I guess he just signed it with the name of the law firm. The name of it is Cockwright N. Diaz Law Firm. Cockwright and Diaz Law Firm.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bro! Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, he can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
Yeah, that's that's the name of the law firm.
Oh.
The law firm. I don't know why they need to know. Maybe it's for legal reasons, but dear CK, how many girls have you slept with total in the past? Up to date.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many personal, girls?
Yeah, that's coming from a law firm. I mean, that's a little
right off the bat, huh?
Right off the bat, just like that, just like that. There is no easing in. There is no lube.
Am I under oath?
You are under oath. Yes, you are. Shit. Yeah.
Do I get a lawyer though?
I think you are assigned one legally.
I'd rather not speak until I'm a lawyer present.
It's kind of late right now. I don't think you're gonna get a hold of him right now. So. I think you have to comply. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making me go way back, aren't you?
A little bit. It's okay. So we can be good. Be good. Here, I'll help you out here. I'll help you out.
Two. One. Two.
Yeah. Two.
That's it?
Yeah, that's two? It. Just two.
Oh. All right, then. We'll do two.
No. The two that I know of. Two that I know of.
Oh, two you know
right,
of.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how did that help me? What if I'm thinking of the same two you already know about?
You're right. We'll just subtract those. We'll subtract them.
All right, so let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, nine.
Okay. Nine. Look at you. Look at that. Okay, so the rule of three says that you take the number that a guy says.
It's ten.
You divide it by three. So that's three? Maybe three, maybe four there. Okay. Not bad, CK. Not bad. Three or four.
Almost.
Yeah. You kind of are. Yeah. Come on. I mean, it's the bald head. You just.
Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, it's just something about it. It's like moth to a flame, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Plus, you do that Jason Statham accent. Go and give it to me. Give me the Jason Statham. Woo me.
You know, I try to do it, but it doesn't come out very good.
I said Jason Statham, not not the mechanic around the corner.
I'll fix your air pressure for you on your car.
Was that Bruce Willis? What the hell, man?
I can be Bruce Willis.
Yeah, that's the voice. That's That's the that's the voice right there.
I'm Jason Statham. No, Jesus.
Jesus. That's the one. That's the one. Dude, I got a semi right now. You, yeah. Semi.
I'm Jason Statham.
Well, thank you, law firm. Thank you to the law firm, Cockwright N. Diaz Law Firm. Thank you for sending your question to CK there.
Thank you, law firm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm going to stop trying that one.
Oh, we got a, got another email for you. Oh, man. This one,
another impression.
This one comes from Philip.
Philip?
Okay. Philip, last name. McCracken. Philip McCracken. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Philip McCracken. Yeah? Yeah. Philip wants to know. Dearest CK. Dearest. Wow, Philip.
Wow.
Look at that. Philip. Wow. Have you ever been attracted to another guy and answer why the answer is yes?
I have, yes.
Yes, yes. Okay, perfect, perfect, yeah. When have you been attracted to me? How long?
No, not you.
What?
I fall in love every time.
Every
time I see him. I wake up in the morning and I walk by the mirror and I turn and look and there he is. Looking right back at me. Mm.
I see. So that's where you have the photo of me on the mirror just...
No, not you. And he just looks at me and somehow mimics everything I'm doing.
Mimics everything? That's a little...
And I just get lost in his eyes.
Did I send you a video? I don't remember sending you a video. You have like a tablet up on the mirror?
Yeah, because it wasn't you.
Okay.
It's not you.
Okay.
But yes, I mean every day.
All right. Okay.
To be honest with you, you want to get really technical. I mean, anytime I pass a reflective surface, I do.
Reflective. Okay. Fantastic. That's I think that's exactly what we needed right there. Just you search not me though. You're just
no, okay. No, I'm positive.
Okay, positive. Right. Okay.
Jason Statham, this is not you.
Oh my God. Okay. Jason Statham has been known to be a pathological liar. So we're gonna move on to the next question.
All right. You're not a celebrity then, who's not a liar.
I got one more for you. Let me just.
Okay, one more.
So this one was actually sent in by our returning champion, Mike Oxard, March. Back in March, and we haven't been able to do mail, you and I, for it's been a long while, and
the mailbags were flowing.
Yeah. So me and the boys did answer this for him, and it's actually on Bro Etiquette now. We started doing over there, separate podcasts. But I wanted to read this to you because it was a question for you as well. And sorry it took so long to get this answered. But Mike wants to know. It's been a while since I have emailed you, and I would be lying if I told you that I kept up this entire time. The show is still great and keeps getting better. I think Agent K and Guns are great additions to the team. Seeing that we're sending silly emails for everyone now, I thought I'd jump back in on the fun. The question reads, so, I would like to ask, where was the most embarrassing place you have ever farted?
Only one, right?
Yeah. You could give a few if you want.
The one that came to mind first,
we'll
go with that one, would be the movie theater.
The movie theater. Do tell.
Not in any movie theater. A packed movie theater.
A packed movie theater.
Yes.
Okay. Go on. Go on.
Everything was great.
Mm-hmm.
On the way in, got our snacks, found our seats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, our seats were almost toward the middle, so you got to cross a couple of people to get to the seats.
Okay.
About like six people, I remember correctly.
Okay. And you were with who? Whatever. You were with who, by the way?
At the time, I was with the missus.
The missus. Okay. Before she was the missus. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it was a while back, but I still remember because, you know, those kind of things stick with you. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was great. We're sitting down, talking, eating, and then I felt a little bit of, you know, discomfort, to say. In the stomach region.
Mm, just a little grumble there. Okay.
Thinking, oh, that's fine, I'll go away, no big deal.
Okay.
Then I felt it moving south. So I was like, oh shit, this can't be good. Maybe the gods will smile down on me and it'll be a scentless one. Mm-hmm. They did not smile down on me. They were pretty pissed off, probably, actually.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, you know, what am I going to do? I can't hold it in. I tried.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it just came out. It was silent, but it came out. I thought nothing of it for about 30 seconds until the aroma started rising. And I was like, oh, this is not good. This is not good. There are too many people. And of course, the missus notices, and she told me to get like go outside for a couple of minutes. And then I was like, all right, man, I should do that. So I get up and I start, and I was like, excuse me. About the second person I crossed in front, I felt the urge again.
No.
And I was ass to face with this lady.
No.
And I was just trying to scoot as fast as I can, but you know, there's not a whole lot of walk room, you know, from the seat and the people's feet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to scoot as fast as I can. Excuse me. No, nope. It came out again. In front of the poor lady. And I knew she knew it was me. I know she knows it was me. But she was super nice about it at first.
Oh my god, at first?
Because she said, yeah, cause at first, her first reaction was, I heard, I didn't see her because my butt was on toward her.
Right.
But I heard her, she goes, oh my. Like loud. And then I don't know if it was the husband or boyfriend or who the hell I was next to him, next to her.
Yeah.
But he went out either, but I heard him also. He goes, man, what the fuck is this?
Oh my god.
So I was like, I gotta get out of here. I bolted out of there, going downstairs. Oh. My poor lady is by herself now.
Whew.
People in that row know it was me.
Oh yeah.
They know she was with me. So I'm out there for about maybe 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully let it all out.
Oh god. You made me cry.
I was like, okay, I'm feeling better. I'm pretty much better now.
Mm-hmm.
So I started going in and dude, when I tell you it didn't go away, the mm-hmm. smell was still there. Like it was like had like a hue to it, you know, you could feel it in the air.
Oh my god. Just a hot mess of a cloud. Just
it was horrible. Roaming. It was horrible. It lasted probably another 15 minutes before I went away.
Holy crap.
I sat down, they go, excuse me, and I apologize. Like, I'm really sorry. I know. I'm not gonna hide it. I know you guys know. And I really apologize.
Wow.
Then I sat down, and like I said, maybe like 15 minutes later, it finally went away.
Wow. I love how the missus knew it was you. She recognized the scent.
She knew where it was coming from.
The CK brand. Oh Jesus! I gotta know what movie was it?
It was one of the Twilight movies that came out. It was.
You're like, here's what I think about this movie.
It stinks, literally.
Oh my god, dude, I'm still crying. Oh man, that made my day right there.
But that was that's the one that popped to my first when you first asked about the embarrassing part.
That's amazing. Well, thank you, Mike. As usual, great questions. Great questions, everybody. Thank you, thank you. Those were great.
Got one mail from you for you.
Oh, for me? Okay.
Yeah.
What you got for me?
This one is subject of lawyers and stuff.
Right.
This one's coming from Mike.
Oh, we're out of time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Board signing out.
No, I think we're still good. What? Anyway.
Oh, crap.
So this one's coming from a Mike. Mike.
Okay.
Mike. Last name is Lit.
Mike Lit. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow.
You said that one perfectly, too.
Mike Lit. Yeah, okay. Wow, you got me good on that. Okay. Oh, no. It's a real name. Yeah. Oh, man.
Right.
That was good.
So, it's just actually just a random one on nothing too crazy about it.
Okay.
He wants to know,
mm-hmm.
What is the most expensive thing you've ever stolen and gotten away with?
Ooh, the most expensive thing I've ever stolen. Let's see.
I remember cops listen to the show, probably.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they do. I've stolen the hearts of our listeners, and that has there's no price tag on that. So it's you know, there's no amount. It's limitless. Mm-hmm. It's limitless. And that's therefore, that is the most expensive thing that I've stolen.
All right. Cool. So let me go ahead and apologize to Mike real quick for lame-ass answer. Mike, I apologize for that. You know, sometimes you gotta work with them, man. You know what I mean? I play with all the time, man.
I really don't. You said the most expensive thing. I'm trying to really remember here. And back in the day when eBay, before Amazon was a thing, really, eBay was king. Wow. So it was a good, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I had ordered a PlayStation controller, but it was for the Nintendo. Maybe it was the Wii U or Wii, one of those.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was big back then, the Wii U, or maybe the Wii, the first Wii. But it was a controller that I had bought on eBay. And I was living at some apartments back then. And, you know, I got an email saying that my package has been delivered. And so, you know, I went outside, I looked out front, there's nothing there. So I'm like, okay, maybe the UPS guy, he just marked it as done, but, you know, he'll drop it off later. So, you know, I waited a little bit. The package didn't arrive. And so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to, maybe it's running late or something. Let me give it a day or two. So I waited, and the package did not arrive. So I'm wondering now, like, what the hell? Where's my package? And so I emailed the guy, the seller, the vendor. I'm like, hey, I never received my package. It's like, well, it says here that, you know, the package was delivered. Here's the tracking number. I'm like, yeah, I checked the tracking number. It does say it was delivered, but it hasn't arrived. I don't know what to tell you. It's not here. You know? I'm kind of hoping that this guy will, like, resend it or send me a something, right? Because I wanted my controller. And he was super cool, super nice about it. He's like, yeah, no problem. I'll send you another one. And he did. It was very nice of him. It was very cool. And my package arrived at my door, like next day. He must have overnighted or something. He was super cool, very nice. It arrived, and I thanked him. I sent him an email, like, thank you, it arrived. Thank you very much. And gave him a 5-star review, you know. And I was very happy with it. About a week later, I went to pay my rent. So I went to the front office, and I paid my rent. And they're like, oh, hey, you have a package. I'm like, huh?
Oh. What?
Huh? And she gave me the package. And by that time, I had already forgotten. You know, I didn't know what it was. So I picked it up. I'm like, okay, that's weird. I don't remember ordering anything. You know, so I took it home. I opened it up, and it's a controller. And I'm like, oh, my God. The guy did send it. And the a-holes in the front office, I guess, you know, took the delivery, and they didn't tell me that they had received it.
Oh, wow.
So I had two controllers, and I was going to email the guy back. But I didn't want to feel like a jerk, be like, hey, man. You did your part correctly. I was
I wrongfully accused you.
Well, I wasn't really accusing him. I was just saying it didn't arrive, you know. But yeah, I didn't send that email, and I kept the controller. I got two controllers for the price of one. I was broke back then, man. That was. You know, I felt guilty. I felt guilty, but I kept it and I used it.
This is so wrong. I feel so wrong about all this.
But yes, but it feels so right.
Oh man!
So that I don't even remember how much it was. It had to be like 40 or 50 bucks or something.
Yeah, it's all
right. So I think that has to be the most expensive thing that I've stolen.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Been holding that in for a long time, man.
I can tell.
Yeah. I apologize. Your shoulders. Yeah. eBay seller 452136661. I apologize.
I put that the real number. That's how bad you feel.
That was me. That was the one that with the 5-star review.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you gave him a 5-star review, though.
I did. Yeah, I was very generous with the comments there. Yeah.
Oh man, that's funny.
Oh man, would you like to answer that question?
I think I can say. Stole the hearts of our listeners, you know. We come on here,
right,
every now and then, and pour our souls out to them, and
we do. Yes,
we connect.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
I don't think that's a gift for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. What about physical?
I'd probably say a PlayStation game.
All right. Okay. About 50, 60 bucks. Okay. How did that go about?
It was actually at Walmart.
Oh.
There was a game that I wanted to get. Mm-hmm. And I had to open up the glass and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she opened up for me. And this was a while back. This one they still had, remember you could stay there and play the games for a little bit?
Oh yeah, you can stand there and
get that crank in your neck. Yeah, that's how far back this was. Yeah, that's how far back this was. And I asked her, and she gave it to me, and I was like, "Well, can I go give it to my mom so she can pay for it? Because she's not here. She's up front, so she let me go with it." And I thought I was being smooth, I guess,
mm-hmm.
because I would walk with it while opening it with one hand.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
And it was funny because, again, I thought of being, you know, smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would take out the wrapper and, like, stuff it somewhere and keep walking and take another piece of wrapper, stuff it somewhere else, keep walking until I had the whole wrapper off.
Wow. Wow.
And I would walk, and then again, all this was doing was with one hand, by the way. I would walk with it right next to me, and then I'd pop it open and just grab just the CD and pop the CD and just put the box, shove the box somewhere. Which I did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But apparently, I didn't know, but I was being watched.
Ooh.
While I was doing all this.
Oh.
By the awesome security guys. And so I started walking after nine, walking out of the store. While I'm walking to the store, some dude busts from behind. He goes, "Hey," he goes, he showed me the box. He goes, "Where's the disc?" And I was like, "Well, I'll try to play store." Like, "What disc?" He goes, "The disc that you took out of here." He goes, "Give me, we want you to give it back right now." Like, I was like, "I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about." He goes, "We've been watching you." And I was like, "All right, I'll show you. The disc is inside." So I started walking with him, and he starts walking like right next to me. Like he was not gonna let me go. So I went to where I'd originally put the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Oh, I left it somewhere in here. It's gotta be somewhere in there." The whole time it's in my pocket, by the way.
Oh.
And I was like, "Well, I don't see anywhere. Where else could you have put it?" And I was like, "That's where I left him. I don't even want to look or something." And I was thinking, I was like, "If I run, could I make it?" I was like, "Oh, that guy's playing pretty athletic. I don't think I'll make it." And then he goes, "Well, it's not here. Where'd you put it?" And I was like, "I don't know. I was like, this is where I left it." And he goes, "So if I search your pocket, you won't find it?" I was like, "No, you won't find it." So of course, he take me to the little office area.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they search and they find it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking, but I said I brought it from home. Which makes no damn sense whatsoever.
Mm. Mm.
I was just thinking of any excuse I could just to get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they didn't let me go. The reason they might have let me go if I hadn't been there 2 weeks before and stole something else.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I was on a shopping spree. Before then, I had actually stolen a CD.
Okay.
A music CD.
Don't judge me. Okay.
Don't judge me. I was young. I was stupid. I was broke.
Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC. But the point is, it was the CD I wanted.
Right.
And I kind of went along the same method. You know, I kind of did the unwrapping. What I did not know about this one is when I grabbed the CD, you know, the little paper that it comes with,
mm-hmm.
I dragged it out with it and real quickly put it in my pocket. I did not know that there was a magnetic strip on the paper.
Oh.
So, of course, you got the door went off.
Mm-hmm.
The Indian dude was super nice about it because he let me go. He was like, "Don't worry about it, go."
Without searching you or whatever?
Nope, without searching me.
Okay. So you like kind of stop, like, "Huh, what's that noise?" And he's like,
"Yeah, they're kind of confused.
It's probably not you."
"I don't know." And he goes, "Oh, it's okay. Just go." I was like, "Okay." So I left, and apparently they knew about this because when they brought me in, they're like, "Yeah, well, you know, this is the second attempt you've done to take something." I'm like, "What the? What?" Of course, they showed me the video.
Wow.
I don't know why they didn't try to stop me the first time. Yeesh.
Maybe they weren't sure.
Maybe. And the second time, of course, I ended up calling the cops. And I'm like, Then I didn't go to jail, but I did get a ticket.
Mm.
Hefty ticket.
It's an expensive video game disc, yeah.
Did it buy? That was the most expensive game I ever bought in my life. You know how much I had to pay for it?
I'm curious, yeah.
I want you to take a guess. How much I had to pay for it?
I think you had to pay $500.
Nailed it. $500.
Wow. Wow.
When I got home.
Ouch.
When I got home, I was like, I'm eventually gonna buy the game. That game better be fucking worth it.
Oh man. Moral of the story: don't shoplift.
Okay, not worth it.
No. You could have bought 10 games with that price of that ticket right there.
Yep. But again, I was young. I was stupid. I was thinking. I got excited when I got away the first time.
Ugh.
So it was just that thrill, you know, rush.
Right, yeah.
Oof. You know, you're like, oh, maybe I can do it again with something a little bit more expensive.
Damn, dude. Well, you live, you learn, right?
Give me cash, you good cash? Give me cash.
Oh, take it all, you dirty girl.
Well, Mr. CK, this has been fun, entertaining, nice walk down memory lane. Yes. We missed you.
Very nice.
We hope to see more of you. But unfortunately, it is time to close it down.
All right, senor.
Hey, everybody. It's closing time. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
Please visit us at www.dsafiles.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes, the early stuff, the golden years, the time where we had no idea what we were doing. They're hilarious to listen to. Good, fun stories. And, of course, you can always catch the Muse, your news entertainment, your weekly entertainment, and Bro Etiquette is also there. You should go check it out. You can also follow us on social media. CK, where can they find us?
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you are listening to us on the go, you can catch us on Spotify,
Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts,
Google Podcasts,
iHeartRadio,
Amazon Music, Stitcher. And we still are not on goddamn fucking Pandora, motherfuckers who don't want to add us on a goddamn platform. We're a good goddamn
podcast.
Pandora will not fucking let us on.
I thought we were on Pandora.
Oh, yeah, we're on Pandora. We love Pandora. We can catch us on Pandora as well.
And this breaking news, we are no longer sponsored by Pandora.
Sorry. I think listening to those old episodes just brought back memories.
Old memories. Okay.
But we never said anything bad about Pandora, though. Never.
No, never.
Not at all. No. If you feel so inclined to send us a mail, bogusbird@dsfiles.com.
You can always shout me a holla at crazycat@dsfiles.com.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
Peace.